from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Brian, how would you grade Justin Fields' time with the first team offense?
I'd probably go C plus, maybe a B minus, Pony, mainly because it hasn't been super consistent. You certainly want to see your quarterback looking sharp in these unpadded practices when it's really the most quarterback-friendly environment you can get at the NFL level. But I do think he's looked better than the Justin Fields I saw in OTAs and minicamp. I kind of think building back his confidence is maybe going to be one of the biggest hurdles or challenges for him here in Pittsburgh.
Brian, was it when you evaluate a guy, you say C plus B minus, what was more noticeable with him? The wow good moments or the inconsistent moments? Like, what did stick out to you more? Like, wow, I can't believe he missed that throw, or wow, I can't believe he actually dropped a 50-yard dime?
Well, Chris, that seems like more of a psychoanalysis question of me. As you know, I'm more of a glass half full guy in life.
So I actually didn't know that about you. I had you, the glass was perfectly neutral when I envisioned you.
Yeah, that maybe once upon a time that was me, you know, two kids. Now I feel like I'm a little bit more optimistic on my worldview. So I'd say the wow moments have been better to me for Fields. And, you know, with him, again, I mean, I think he's just he's a real case of, and I haven't seen a ton of them so far live and in person, but I just get this vibe with him of he's the kind of quarterback that he has everything, but does he have it? You know what I mean? He has all the tools. Does he have that it factor that you need to really hit your stride in the NFL? Obviously, the Bears didn't see enough of that, but he's getting an extended look from the Steelers here in the early going with Big Russ on the shelf.
Watching practices, does it feel like they've won the Deontay Johnson trade with the way the Carolina corner has looked, Brian?
Not just watching practices, Pony, but also the more you're just kind of around the team since that deal and just talking to people, rumblings. I mean, they were very much ready to move on from Deontay. It was not good with him behind the scenes and the team. Nobody's going to really say that too strongly publicly, because what's the point when a guy's gone and on another roster? But, I mean, between the off-the-field stuff with Deontay and, yeah, the early glimpses of Dante Jackson, who, I mean, he's been hanging with George Pickens in a good way for a vet who – a lot of the reports out of Carolina or opinions out of Carolina where he may have lost a step and just doesn't have it anymore, that's looking like a good trade to me for the Steelers. I thought I was more on the side that it was at the time. It wasn't really on paper when you look at the stats, the PFF grades and whatnot, but I think seeing Dante Jackson actually do it physically on top of the intangibles that went into that trade, I like it even more now than I did in March.
What's your read on
February, whenever that was?
What's your read on George Pickens himself? The a little dust up with Asani, the receivers coach, the new receivers coach, not being too thrilled with being missed on a crosser by Justin Fields. How do you read all of that, Brian?
I mean, I didn't see the Pickens, Asani, whatever, but I have no reason to doubt what my beat partner Ray Fittipaldo saw, and it just doesn't surprise me when it comes to George. I mean, he's had the immature label on him since coming out of college, but I think it is important with him to be fair and open-minded still and compartmentalize. That's one thing. You can't, like, what are you mad about? Being coached? I mean, that's ridiculous for a third-year guy at this level, if that's the case. On the other hand, though, I don't really have an issue with jumping up and down a little bit if you feel like a quarterback missed you. I mean, that's kind of human nature. That's instinct. I mean, you're not showing a guy up at a training camp practice doing that. Now, if he starts stomping his feet and, like, you know, actually having visible outbursts on the sideline or something about it, that'd be a different story. But that, to me, so far is no big deal. And I actually think his overall comportment, is that the right word, has been
better. That's a very good word.
Better. Thank you, Pony. Better through the first three or four days this year than it was the first week or so of camp last year. I thought he was being a real goofball early on. So that maybe the arrow is pointing slightly up for George.
Brian, we got to let you run because before we had you on, Bob Nightingale took a big steaming dump on the Pirates trade deadline plan. So we ran late with him. So we appreciate you coming on with us and we'll do it again next week. Okay.
Sounds good, guys.
There you go.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.